There's another Hazrat Fadala bin Ubaid who was discussed, an amazing Sahabi, unknown to many, but we should all learn about the Sahaba Kiram radiallahu anhum. Back to Hazrat Rashid radiallahu anhum. Hazrat Rashid had a daughter by the name of Uthayla radiallahu anha, bint Rashid, the daughter of Rashid. Father, daughter, both were Muslims, alhamdulillah, Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And this Sahabiya would graze the flock of her father. So a Sahabi by the name of Amir bin Muraqqish radiallahu anhu, from the Hudayl tribe, narrates that a man by the name of Hamal bin Malik, passed Uthayla bint Rashid radiallahu anha. She was veiled, but while she was with her flock in the wilderness, she was alone in the wilderness, she had removed her veil and she was bringing down leaves for her flock. And when he saw her face, he was infatuated by her exquisite beauty. He then brought down his camel, he knelt his camel down, he tied it, and he then approached her. And as he approached her, she said, "Wait, wait, Hamal. Mahlan, ya Hamal. You have your position, I have my position. You're a man, I'm a woman. If you want me, go to my father and propose for me. You cannot do this. وَاخْطُبْنِي إِلَىٰ أَبِي فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَرُدُّكُ." You know, you're a nobleman. My father will not refuse your proposal. And this man was not prepared to listen. We find an amazing incident in the Qur'an Kareem that teaches us the reaction, the amazing chaste reaction of a Muslim woman. Subhanallah, a Muslimah. Imagine this great event in the Qur'an. Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam, radiallahu anha, when she was approached by someone who she thought was a stranger, what was her reaction? قَالَتْ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِالرَّحْمَنِ مِنْكَ إِن كُنْتَ تَقِيًّا. She said, "I seek Rahman's protection. Allah, save me from this man. If you fear Allah, back off." That is the nature of a Muslim, a Muslimah, to stay away from haram, to stay... Quran actually says, don't even go near zina. That's why we're not supposed to trust ourselves when it comes to situations like this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to ask Allah's protection from zina even in his old age. And when his student asked him, he said, "How can we trust ourselves when the devil is still around?" A great sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is teaching us. Allahu Akbar. There's an amazing poem in the poetry of Jahiliyyah. Mawlana Abu al-Hasan rahimahullah quotes this under the incident of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha when she was falsely accused. And the poem goes, وَأَغُدُّ طَرْفِيَ إِن بَدَتْ لِيَ جَارَتِي حَتَّى تُعَوِيَ جَارَتِي مَعْوَاهَا. He says, even my neighbor's wife going into her home or in the yard, I have to look away until she gets inside her home. This was the teaching of the Arab in Jahiliyyah as well. And that's the teaching of Islam. Quran says don't go near zina. The Quran Kareem says, وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. And say to the believing men to lower their gazes and preserve their chastity, their private organs. What we learn from here is through protecting the gaze, Allah will help us protect our chastity. ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ. That is purer for them. And Allah knows your actions. The next verse says, and say to the believing females, وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, they must lower their gazes, يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ, and preserve their chastity. So through protecting the gaze, Allah will help us protect the chastity. Interestingly, the next ruku' in the Quran is about the nur of Allah in Surah An-Nur. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. And the great link between the two discussions is when we protect our gazes, Allah will help us preserve our chastity. And through that, we will acquire the nur of Allah. Yeah, Hazrat Uthayla radiallahu anha refutes Hamal, and Hamal starts charging towards her. She says to him, "Propose for me, my father will not refuse you." And then he goes for her, and Allahu Akbar. فَحَمَلَتْهُ فَجَلَتْ بِهِ الْأَرْضِ. Now she defended herself, and she pushed him off, and she threw him on the ground. Ya Allah, she was not affected by his strength, his muscles. Allah gave her strength because of her desire for chastity. Allah gave her the strength. Interesting is the incident of Hazrat Sarah radiallahu anha. Subhanallah. The blessed wife of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam. Subhanallah. When she was arrested and taken by the Egyptian king, when he saw her beauty, he tried to approach her unjustly, and she just made dua. What could she do? Ya Allah, I preserve my chastity. You gave me a husband. Ya Allah, you help me. Allah paralyzed him. Ya Allah. So imagine, here Hazrat Uthayla pushes him and throws him on the ground, and then she's on top of him, about to bash him. But then she asked him, will you do this again? He gave her his word that he would not. She then gets up. As he's about to depart, he then charges towards her again. He couldn't stick this defeat. This is a disease. Allah save us. Allah save us. And then he charges towards her. And then she then drops him on the ground again. The second time. And then the third time. Subhanallah. But now when he was not prepared to change, when she had him grounded the third time, he was trying to get rid of her. Not far from there was a fihr. Fihr is a rock. She picked it up and bashed his head. She then took her flock and returned. After some time, imagine, some people from his community passed him and they saw, it's you, Hamal. What happened? Now imagine, he was a known person in his community, but such a despicable crime he had perpetrated and fallen into or tried to perpetrate. Allah saved her, Hazrat Uthayla radiallahu anha. But they asked him, Hamal, what happened? He couldn't bear speak about the reality because his filth and reality would be exposed. So he said, it was just my conveyance that threw me off. They looked at the conveyance. It was tied very nicely. They said, this can't be. Then they saw a rock next to him there, you know, in blood. So they said to him that definitely your head was bashed. You know, because she struck him one time on his head, but he kept on bleeding. He said, no, just take me home. And they carried him home. And now he was about to die. They asked him, Hamal, tell us, what should we do? Who did this to you? He says, no, everyone is innocent concerning me, except Uthayla. And then he passed on. The Hudayl people came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and they said that the life of Hamal, you know, Hamal's life was taken, and Rashid is responsible. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked for Rashid. He said, Ya Rashid, Hudayl claim that you are responsible for the blood of Hamal. So Hazrat Rashid, who was in his past known as Zalim, that was his name, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam changed his name to Rashid, radiallahu anhu. He said, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I didn't do any such thing. So then they mentioned, O Rashid, they mentioned your daughter Uthayla. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I don't know, but I'm going to ask her. He went to his daughter. He said, this is what the Hudayl people claim, that the blood of Hamal is in your hands. She said, how can a woman kill a man? I'm not going to say anything to you, father. I'll go to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. No one can lie to him. I will tell him the entire incident of what happened. When she mentioned this to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah's Nabi gave her du'as and said, may Allah bless you. Barakallahu fiki. And Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam nullified the blood of the oppressor, Hamal. Subhanallah. Subhanallah, the sahabi of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Bakr bin Shaddakh, radiallahu anhu, young man he was, he would make khidmah for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at times would send him home, he was young. And then when he became baligh, he said, oh Allah's Nabi, I am big now. I am a big boy now. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave him du'as that Allah bless him and Allah you defend him. Give him success. Subhanallah. And in this, it was during the Khilafah of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. And it was an incident that happened where a Jewish individual was found dead in one of the streets. So Hazrat Umar got very upset and he demanded some clarification, some clarity. that who did this? What happened here? And in this, this Sahabi stands up. He says, I have the information, I am responsible. So Hazrat Umar says, Bu'tad bidami, you have violated this crime of shedding someone's blood. From al makhraj, what's your proof? What's your reason? What happened? He says, so and so went out in the path of Allah in this expedition. He left his family. We are to take care of the family of those out in the path of Allah. And I went past this home and I saw that same Jewish individual in this man's home with this man's wife, and these were the words he was uttering. That this man is such a fool. Islam deceived him. وَأَشْعَثُ غَرَّهُ الْإِسْلَامُ حَتَّى That he's so disheveled and untidy. Islam deceived him. Islam kept him backward. He's gone. And now I'm enjoying his wife. And now he's describing what he has and what he's done and so forth. I couldn't bear this man violate the right of a brother out in Allah's way. I grabbed him and I ended him. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Umar said that I cannot judge against you. What you did was right. And subhanallah. That was the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for this sahabi, Hazrat Bakr bin Shaddah radiallahu anhu. We learn so much from here. That Sahaba's lives are examples through and through. Every aspect of life, we find the example of Sahaba radiallahu anhum as our guide, giving us light, giving us inspiration, giving us guidance. This is the value of a woman. Alhamdulillah, she is not allowed. She is not to allow any male to touch her, to harm her, to oppress her. Subhanallah. But when a woman, subhanallah, is with her husband is kind to his wife, the wife is humble, kind and respectful to the husband, alhamdulillah, and that's her honor, to be the wife of her husband, alhamdulillah. But in contexts, in circumstances where she's oppressed, subhanallah, we find the example of Sahaba radiallahu anhum and so forth, where she's oppressed by any stranger and so forth. Hazrat Uthayla tried to explain to Hamal that this is out of wedlock. When she dropped him on the ground, she tied his hands, she gripped him properly. He was really hurt about that. One is his physical pain, the other is he was morally finished because of his despicable attitude. Allah, Allahu Akbar, Allah gave her victory over him and Allah protected her. Allahu Akbar. What was hurting her was, how can he insist to do something so despicable without nikah? She advised him, go to my father, propose for me. My father will never tell you no. This is how she showed the importance of chastity. Allah loves chastity. Finally, when he was not prepared to take the message, she had to deal with him in the same language that he was trying to oppress. And that's why she had to sort him out. And this is the teachings of Allah's deen. There's an amazing hadith. Allahu Akbar. Sahabi asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Allah's Nabi, a man barges in my home to harm my family, usurp my wealth. What do I do? Allah's Nabi said, remind him about Allah. Zakirhu billah. Remind him about Allah. Biyamillah. Allah's doings. Allah's control. Allah's power. Remind him. He said, O Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's not prepared to listen. Allah's Nabi said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that case, you fight. You seek the assistance of other Muslims, other good people. You fight and you defend yourself. If you die in that, you're a shaheed. And if not, and if you conquer and defeat him, you are forgiven. So look at the beauty of Allah's deen, every aspect. And this is exactly what Hazrat Uthayla radiallahu anha did. She told him that this is wrong. What you are coming towards, what you are intending to do is despicable and unacceptable. Go propose, you will get what you want in a halal manner. She advised him. She gave him the correct counseling. He was not prepared to listen. He met his despicable, disgraceful end. May Allah Ta'ala help us all to serve his deen, to obey his commands. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala keep us all chaste. May Allah preserve our iman, our children's iman. May Allah give all our children the best of homes. May Allah give us all akhlaq and character. What an amazing dua Hazrat Umm Salama radiallahu anha teaches. She learned from Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when leaving the home. Allahumma inni a'udhu bik. An adilla aw udal. Aw azilla aw uzal. Aw azlima aw udlama. Aw ajhala aw yujhala alayya. One amazing dua is Bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allah. In the name of Allah, I place my reliance in Allah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There's no power, no strength except in Allah. There's no power to do good, nor is there the ability to stay away from wrong, except through Allah's assistance. Imagine, this is what we read also when we hear the adhan, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Here, Allah sends angels to protect this person. And then the shayateen can't even come near him. And this person is told, kufita, wa uqita, wa hudit. Allah has sufficed you, your work will get done. You are protected by Allah, and you are rightly guided through this dua. Then the other one of Hazrat Umm Salama, radiallahu anha, oh Allah, save me. Allah, save us. And adilla o udal. Allah, save us from going astray. Save us from being misled by others, from others misleading us and taking us astray off the correct path. Oh azilla o uzal. About this going astray and being misled, Allah, give us tawfiq to guide others. And Allah, save us from being misled by others. Remember what our ulama teach us. Agar hum da'i nahi honge, to mad'u banenge. And this inspiration comes in Surah Yasin. Allah tells us about the man who gave da'wat. He wasn't even a Nabi. Habib Najjar, radiallahu anhu. So, if we don't invite to Allah and call to truth and make an effort for truth, then we will be affected by the invitation of batil that is happening all around us more and more. So Allah, save us from going astray, save us from misleading others. Oh, an azilla o uzal. Allah, save us. Save me from tripping or being tripped by others. And also Allah, save us from tripping others. Oh, adlima o udlama. Oh Allah, save us from oppressing others. And save us from being oppressed by others. Oh, ajhala o yujhala alayya. Oh Allah, save us from acting ignorantly like a jahil in this world. And save us, ya Allah, from being treated by others in an ignorant manner. So in this, it's so all-encompassing, this amazing dua of our beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In this, we're asking Allah protect us from accidents, from mishaps, from other challenges, and so forth. Subhanallah. Allah, give us all tawfiq to aspire, to inspire everyone before we expire. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummi bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.